Fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from our headquarters for our two police and military associations up here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you tonight. It looks like the things that are coming across our desk here are showing what the most dangerous profession in the world is today. Do you know what that is? The most dangerous profession in the world today is microbiologists, it looks like. We have 14 dead scientists now and counting who have just mysteriously died in all kinds of ways. One car accidents, airplane crashes, suicides. One ended up in three different suitcases, the body parts in three different suitcases, different kinds of murders. And they're just dying all the time, it seems like, today. I wonder why. I wonder why. When you read the history of these individuals, you begin to get a pattern. And this old cop and police investigator here and others, police investigators, seem to be able to put a pattern together here. All of these people seems to have been working in areas where they know about viruses being created, governments creating viruses and biological weapons and things like that. And so isn't it interesting that they're all dying after they've served in these fields for a few years? It seems like maybe they've run out their useness, their use. They no longer are useful, and they just know so much. Now, Professor Donald W. Scott, who's into neurosystematic diseases and has worked in bioengineering and so forth, biological warfare weapons, development and testing, and he's one that we hope doesn't bite the bullet. We hope he's still alive at this time, but he's working in a very dangerous area, and he's also shooting his mouth off. He's also shooting his mouth off. We're going to talk about the extremely unfortunate Skull Valley incident, which is talking about some of the biological warfare weapons being created today that you and I seem to be running into here and there. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program right after this break.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure at 870-
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm that old cop Jack McLam coming to you from our headquarters here in the Rocky Mountains, USA, and we're talking about the most dangerous profession, it looks like today, maybe other than the military and in law enforcement, that is being a microbiologist. And we're talking about a book, actually two books put out by Donald W. Scott, professor, who's been working for years and years in biological warfare weapons development and testing and linking pathogens to in neurosystematic diseases, bioengineering and so forth like that. And he's come out with a book called The Extremely Unfortunate Skull Valley Incident, Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, Acquired Immune... Now, I'm going to have a little trouble with some of these... Acquired Immunodeficiency Syndrome, Gulf War Illness, that's an easy one, American Biological Warfare by Donald W. Scott, professor, and also William L. C. Scott, another professor. In this fact-based study of American biological weapons developed starting in 1945 when the U.S. government hired General Ishii Shiro, who had headed Japan's ghastly test of new biological agents that they were testing on our soldiers, Allied prisoners of war, until 1991. Iraqi Scud attacks on the forces of Desert Storm. The authors trace the evolution of CFS, a disease that is new to the American people, to the world's people, actually, and then AIDS, a new virus, and GWS, Gulf War Syndrome. Using U.S. government documents accessed through the Freedom of Information legislation, they demonstrated that all of these emerging illnesses had their origins in U.S. military laboratories. Are you surprised? Probably not. I have a good friend called Lenny Horowitz, Dr. Lenny Horowitz, who wrote the books on years ago. I used to travel with him and speak at the seminars, the preparedness expos, and he used to show how and prove how the government developed AIDS and the Ebola and these other things in Fort Detrick, Maryland, biological warfare labs there, and how the World Health Organization took it around the world and spread it to the black Africans and here and there, and got it into the homosexual community. And they had political reasons for doing that. But actual government records are reproduced in this book that reveals plans made in 1969 to create a new synthetic virus, one which does not naturally exist, and for which no immunity could have been acquired. Other documents revealed that between 1985 and 1989, while publicly labeling Saddam Hussein as an evil monster, the United States was secretly selling Iraq hundreds of deadly biological weapons, some of which Saddam employed against Allied ground attack and stopped that attack dead in its track after just 100 hours. Because of the biological weapons, these two doctors are saying. A four-page foreword by Dr. Garth Nicholson, who we've had on this program, one of the world's top microbiological medical researchers, validates the research of these two doctors. Conclusions presented by the authors demonstrate how certain pathogens proved much more contagious than anticipated and have destroyed the health and lives of millions of their victims, all made in government laboratories. Interesting, folks, is it not? This is your new world order. This is, as Alex Jones says, is your new freedom, folks. Yes. Brucellosis, I think I'm saying that right, Triangle, another book by Donald W. Scott and William C. Scott, both doctors. It says here, the neurodegenerative and systematic degenerative diseases of today, these new diseases that are sweeping the country, folks, including CFS, ME/FM, I don't know what that is, but probably if I knew the name, I would understand what it was, MS, Alzheimer's, Alzheimer's, it's kind of hard to say that word, isn't it? Alzheimer's, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Huntington's disease, Crohn's disease, colitis, diabetes type 1, and others, where they came from and why they are increasing in incidence among the population. That's a book that every one of us should have, and we're going to try to acquire it here at our police and military organization. It's called Brucellosis Triangle. I'm going to spell it for you, and I'm probably saying it wrong. Brucellosis Triangle, best I can do. The way you spell it, because you want to look it up, put it in your search engine and look up the book and see if you can get copies of it. Don't think I have any order information here. I may. I'll look around, but I'm not sure. But here's that book. It's called, the first name of the book is The, T-H-E, and that word I can't hardly pronounce is Brucellosis, Triangle, by Dr. Donald W. Scott. That'll get you on the board. If you put that in your search engine, you should be able to find it. But anyway, this book says here that It's supported by extensive and often startling supporting documentation for what they say, much from government documents not previously available to the public, demonstrates that the fundamental pathogenic component giving rise to the neurodegenerative systematic degenerative diseases are the Brucellus species, Metaltentis abortus, and Suis Gracilis infection affect all the major body systems, neurological, cardiovascular, musculoskeletal, digestive, genitourinary, and pulmonary. And says here, in the early 1940s, researchers developed the technical capacity to isolate the bacterial toxins from the Bacillus bacteria and reduced it to a crystalline form. Thus, they had the disease agent without the original bacteria and in an extremely virulent form. The crystalline bacterial toxin was capable of diffusion, that means spreading it around, folks, by primary aerosol and insect vector. You know what aerosol is, folks. You ever see chemtrails out there coming out of the back of the airplanes and stay in the sky for hours and then finally spread out and come to the ground? Well, they also use insects. I had some top-level officials tell me that they were experimenting years ago, about 20 years ago, by using mosquitoes and infecting them with viruses and setting those mosquitoes in an area where the enemy exists and have the mosquitoes bite the enemy. So he's saying here it's spread by insect vector. The pathogen was tested in Britain, the U.S., Iceland, and Australia, producing outbreaks of mysterious diseases, variously labeled, all kinds of names here, folks, Iceland disease, royal free disease, and others. Many, many names they've named these diseases that they never heard about before, these mysterious diseases. The tests in the U.S. were conducted by the CIA military under the supervision of the National Institute of Health and the CDC. Of course they are. It is those organizations that spread these diseases, these biological weapons among the people of the earth. Thus, these agencies had a most compelling reason for observing or obscuring the historical record, hiding their work and records, in other words. The book goes on to describe the experimentation which would lead to testing the pathogen in different areas of Canada and the U.S. on unsuspecting citizens. The resultant new infective subviral organism was refractory to the immunological and therapeutic processes, since no natural immunity could have been acquired because they were new created diseases. These diseases are contagious but will only manifest as active diseases if the recipient is genetically predisposed and has a compromised immune system and if there is some other triggering mechanism. Okay. Well, this goes on. The information goes on, but basically it's about these two guys' books. And once again, these are two books we ought to have because if you start talking about this to anybody, they're going to think you're crazy. You know, no government on the face of the earth would create these kind of deadly viruses and use them as biological weapons or population control, as the globalists are heavy, heavy into, as you already know. Their goal is to reduce the population of the earth to, we hear, different levels, but at least by two-thirds, the minimum, the population of the world. What better way to do it than all of these new biological weapons and using bioengineering to create all these warfare weapons and using them on the publics that they target? Well, okay. We'll be back with more of the Office Jack McLam program right after this break, folks. I hope you'll stay tuned. And also, we're going to open the phone lines up. I've got a question to ask you, and we'll get into that right after we get back.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune Oxygen Drops and OxyEarth Plant Mineral Capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Friday night and I ain't got no money. I don't know about you folks, but I'm waiting for my lease medical retirement check to come in, and it's not here yet. Doggone it. But anyway, things will be okay. Friday night, I'm going out to a meeting here in a little bit. Don't think I'm going to have to spend any money, though, so that's quite all right. But it is Friday night, and we want to maybe let our hair down just a little bit. So let's talk about some lawyer jokes, okay? Not so funny to the lawyers because January 12, 2005, staff writer Zachary Dowdy writes to us saying a pair was arrested for telling lawyer jokes. The line leading into the First District Court in Hempstead Monday morning. Hempstead, wonder where that is. Let's see. I wish they wouldn't do that. Doesn't even say where it's at. Anyway, Hempstead somewhere. Monday morning was long and frustrating. But it was the punchline in the lawyer joke that got two rebel-rousing comedians arrested. They were at the court, they were in line, and they were telling lawyer jokes is what we're hearing here. How do you tell when a lawyer is lying, says Harvey Kesh, 69 years of age, of Beth Page, he said this to Carl Lanzenzer, boy, what names, 65 of Huntington, as they stood in line to get into the court, the answer came back, and they said it in unison, these two comedians, when the lawyer's lips are moving, that's when you can tell they're lying. There they told a joke that so many of us have heard for so many years. But while the rib and several others on barristers got some giggling in the crowd and standing in the line, the lawyer standing in line about five people ahead of them wasn't laughing. He yelled at the men, "Shut up!" The man shouted to, he says, "I'm a lawyer." The attorney reported Kirsch and Lenzer Sarah to court personnel, who arrested the men and charged them with engaging in disorderly conduct and a misdemeanor. They put the handcuffs on us, brought us into a room, frisked us, set us down, and checked our driver's license to see if there was any warrants out for our arrest, said old man Lenzensizer. Yesterday, they were very, very nasty to us, extremely nasty. The men are founders of the Americans for Legal Reform, a group of outspoken advocates who use confrontational tactics to push for greater access to courts for the public and to monitor how well courts serve the public. Boy, what a job that is. One tactic is driving a truck around the Huntington area emblazoned with the slogan, "Stop the Lawyer Disease." They said their rights of free speech were violated Monday when they were arrested for telling lawyer jokes. But Dan Buglioni, a spokesman for the Nassau court, said the men were causing a stir, and that their exercise of their First Amendment rights to free speech was impeding the rights to others at the court. Baloney, I say. They were being abusive and they were causing a disturbance, Buglioni says. They were making general comments to the people in line, referring to them as peasants, and they were causing a disturbance, and they were asked several times to act in an orderly manner, not to interfere with the operation of the court. Buglioni said he did not have the name of the lawyer who complained to officers. Kesh, he said, and Lenzensizer were merely saying out loud that the public was being treated like peons and peasants, while attorneys who waive their security passes to court officials and don't have to stand in line are treated like kings. I'm not surprised this happened, because anybody who stands up for their rights is put down, because these people want only one thing, and that is control over the masses, Kirsch said. The men were given desk appointment tickets and are due in court as defendants next month. Court gestures. Harvey Kish and Carl Lenzensizer poke fun at lawyers while in line at First District Court in Hempstead Friday, but the court officials... Here we are. We've got a list of lawyer jokes here, a couple of lawyer jokes. And folks, to let our hair down a little bit tonight, do you know any lawyer jokes? I'd like to kind of stick it to these guys a little bit. We're arresting these two fellows for telling lawyer jokes. I think most lawyer jokes are appropriate. But if you'd like to call in, I'll read you a couple here. Call in on 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here we go. Question, what do you say to a lawyer with an IQ of 50? Good morning, Your Honor. How can you tell when a lawyer is lying? His lips are moving. Another one, why do they bury lawyers 100 feet into the ground? Because deep down, they're good people. And the last one here they have, what's the difference between a vulture and a lawyer? Wingtips. Okay. If you have any lawyer jokes, call in, folks. I would be happy to have a little chuckle with you tonight. And we're doing this on behalf of the two older gentlemen that got arrested, kind of taking their side in this situation. I think we all ought to be able to laugh at ourselves, especially these creatures calling themselves lawyers. Ought to be able to laugh at themselves. So call in tonight if you'd like to and give us your best lawyer joke. I'll give you another one that I just thought of a minute ago. When we return, and we're going to go on with the news, so stay tuned for more of the Officer Jack McLamb program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
And we have the phones lighting up tonight. I guess hopefully we got a few lawyer jokes there. We're kind of taking it easy tonight. We talk about the serious things, and I do have some serious things to talk to you about. And remember, Acts 18:9, I'm looking at here, says, "Be not afraid to speak. Speak out." And so we're going to go real quick to Rick in Tennessee. Rick, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Jack, I love your show. You've been a hero to a lot of people around here. I purchased my first copy of Vampire Killer back in 96 at Memphis, Tennessee.
My goodness, yeah.
What do you call 1,000 lawyers at the bottom of the sea?
A good start.
Exactly. You know the
difference. You know what? You know, you just stole my only lawyer joke I could think of, brother.
Do you know the big difference between the first transgressor, Adam, and the lawyers of today?
No, I sure don't.
He tried to hide his with fig leaves. They tried to hide theirs with the courts.
Uh-huh. Hey, very good, Rick. Very good.
Thank you, Mr. McLam.
Yeah, thank
God
you,
bless.
Brother. God bless you, too.
You out there. And God bless the Republic and death to the New World Order.
Amen. Thank you, Rick.
Bye-bye.
Take care now. Okay, that was good. Rick had a couple lawyer jokes there. Let's go to Kevin in Austin. Brother Kevin, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fine, Officer Jack. Can you hear me okay? I'm on a cell phone.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but go right ahead. I think we can hear you. I can hear you okay. It's just kind of strange.
All righty. Well, I don't have a lawyer joke, but I want to get to something on lawyers in a moment. But I want to talk about the microbiologist deaths.
Okay.
I believe you said it was 14. It's so many more than that. Last year I was working on the documentary for George Humphrey, the 9/11 documentary.
And yes.
I was cataloging those deaths, and I was up close to 30 this time last year. It includes three Israeli microbiologists that went down on a Swiss Air flight. I think three Russians that died within 2 days of each other in different places around Moscow. Don C. Wiley in Virginia was a Fort Detrick, Maryland microbiologist who now is at the university level. And he was ritually murdered by two teenagers who, you know, cut his heart out, his organs out, and their mugshots, they don't even know they're being photographed. I mean, these kids are in trances. And they're definitely getting rid of the people that could tell us, identify the germ or had worked on that germ. It's pretty serious, whatever they're cooking up for us.
Yes, well, listen, I didn't know that, Kevin, that many had died, but definitely we've got something going on here, and it seems like that when you read their kind of biographies, little short biographies, that all of them were involved in some pretty strange and secret, top-secret operations, it seems like.
Most definitely. They all trace back to Fort Detrick, and I haven't kept up with it, really, to tell you the truth, in about a year since I finished working on that documentary. And I know a year ago, last October, there was one of the biologists was walking down the street in downtown Houston, and a van jumped over the curb, ran it into the wall, backed up, hit him again, and then drove off. And they called it an accident, and they had to do it twice.
Yeah.
Another one at LSU was run off the road into the swamp and drowned, and they just one after another. But as far as lawyers go, I couldn't agree more. You know, 99.9% of them are just horrible, horrible people. I just recently finished on Monday a long, drawn-out litigation with Alcoa Corporation, and I tell you, I had one of the good ones on my side.
Good deal.
He probably never worked so hard for so little, and we went in there. It was David versus Goliath. Every time there'd be a team of attorneys across the table from us, and it'd just be me and him, and we got the best of them almost every time. And his name, I'll tell you his last name, it's Hennessy, and he's closely associated with Dick DeGaren in Houston, who represented David Koresh and the Branch Davidians. And
Yes.
There are a few. They're older usually, but there are a few good men out there. And
there are. Yeah, Kevin.
I had to go into a corporate setting, though. I mean, don't be under the illusion that you were in there with any constitutional rights. It was a business game, and we just had to play it best we could. But I'll let you go, sir. God bless you. You're a hero to me and so many of us here in Central Texas. And I want to know when you're going to get down here.
Well, I just heard from my scheduling assistant that I guess it's been scheduled. I'll let you know. She's working to get that scheduled. I think they scheduled it just the other day, and I'll be sure and let you know on the air as soon as I get that information. But it's one month away.
Well, we'll arrange to have a number of speaking engagements for you down here. And I sent you an email yesterday. I don't know if you got it yet, but check your emails, and I'll get back with you, all right?
Okay, thanks,
God
Kevin.
Bless, sir.
I hope to see you soon.
You will.
Okay, you take care, brother. Yes, he's right. You know, we've got to say this, that no blanket statement is ever true when you're talking about people, you know? I mean, you could say a blanket statement about all stars twinkle, and that would be true, but not blanket statements about people, including lawyers. I do know some good attorneys, very, very few, but a few good, honest attorneys out there. And he mentioned Dick DeGaren, which I believe, I've never met the man, but I do appreciate what he tried to do for the Branch Davidians, so he's probably a good one himself. Okay, so.
Dave in Arkansas and then Drew.
Okay, all righty. We got Dave in Arkansas. Dave, how are you tonight?
Hello, Officer Jack.
Yes, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Coming right along.
Good.
Just busier than ever. Helping people that I call victims of government abuse.
Ah, yes.
Right. Here's a lawyer joke.
Okay.
Why do rattlesnakes don't strike lawyers?
Let's see. Professional courtesy?
Yes, sir. You
okay.
Got it.
That's a good one, Dave. Oh. I wasn't sure I was right, but it sounded appropriate.
You betcha. You
very
betcha.
Good, Dave.
Thank you, Jack.
Okay, you
God
take
bless
care,
you
buddy.
Take great care.
All right. Lord bless you. Let's go to my favorite Marine, Drew, in Little Rock. How you doing, brother?
Fine, sir. God bless you. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, my pleasure, man. Always good to talk to you.
I wanted to thank you for being on your morning show this morning.
Hey, I want to thank you, brother. I'll tell you what, anybody listening out there, this man is a good interview. This Marine, Drew Raines, down in Little Rock. You did a good job, brother, and you put out a lot of good information about that new fantastic wingding you created, that electronical marvel. Save people
energy,
money.
It's a protective device.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, I was really impressed, and a lot of people were too.
We get that electrician up there and have him install it on your place, and you'll see how well your equipment starts working.
Well, that'll be wonderful, brother. I look forward to that.
I got a couple of jokes for you, and
okay.
You have to understand that I have some real good friends that are lawyers I went to school with.
Uh-huh.
At University of Southern California in Fulton. But to let you know that right up front, these jokes are not intended to insult the good lawyers out there. There's a lot of good lawyers, but they're so far and few between. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack.
Amen to that. Yeah.
The first one I got. This is an old one. I'll just have to read it to you because I can't. It's not off the top of my head.
Okay.
How much does it cost for an engineer's brain? $3 an ounce. How much does it cost for a programmer's brain? $4 an ounce. How much for a lawyer's brain? $1,000 an ounce. The general public asks, why is a lawyer's brain so much more? The marketing person says, do you know how many lawyers we had to kill to get 1 ounce of brain?
Very scarce.
And this one was a friend of mine. This was he's a judge advocate in the United States Marine Corps, working at the Judge Advocate General's office in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
He sent this to me a month ago. Hey, Drew, what's the difference between a lawyer and a terrorist? You can negotiate with a terrorist. Just had to throw those two at you.
Thank you so much, buddy.
And I appreciate
it's good
all the work.
Good to have a little laugh. We need a little laugh once in a while.
Yes, sir. I appreciate all the good work you're doing out there for the police and veterans around the United States. And if there's anybody out there that has a few moments for placing Jack McLam and the people of that surround him in the Aid and Abet magazine and RBN, do me a favor and say a little prayer for him. And if you've got an extra few dollars, see if you can post it up that way. I know that Jack McLam is in a big hurt locker, and he probably doesn't like me telling everybody, but he really does need some help. And God bless you, Jack, and hopefully we can get you some money as fast as we can.
Hey, thank you, Brother Drew. Yeah, God always provides.
Amen.
You know, we've all been in these times where we're really down on our finances and so forth. I happen to be there right now, but man, I'll pop back out of it. God is always good to me, and I don't deserve it, brother, but he always is for some reason.
That's what we're here for. And as I said to you earlier today off air, those of us that are putting out the truth and the freedom and trying to help others, the perdition is after us. This is not a war against flesh and blood. This is a war of principalities. And those of us that are trying to help are being attacked, and it goes triple for you and Joe McNeil and John Statmiller and Jack Blood and all the other people that work for RBN. The truth is getting out, and the evil behind the scenes is attacking, and they're attacking in such a way that they're going after the dollars that are needed to keep your programs on the air.
Amen to that, brother.
I'll let you go.
Right.
You have a great weekend, sir.
Hey, thanks, Drew. You too, brother. There goes one good Marine, man. I'll tell you, I said when I introduced him on the show this morning, he's a former Marine, and I backed up real quick because there's no such thing as a former Marine. And I said, wait a minute. I said, he is a Marine. And he came on and says, absolutely, man. Once a Marine, always a Marine. And he's a good one. Okay. Yes, I'm getting a chuckle out of these jokes tonight. Thank you, folks. You know, I read so much and I study so much and we talk so much about so many negative things. And I guess talking about lawyer jokes is negative too, but it is kind of a chuckle because I tell you what, they deserve to get beat up a little bit. Most of them, let's say. There's a couple good ones out there that I know, and they are real good ones. And so, all right, let's go to the next one on the line. Who's there, Paul?
Dean
in Indiana. Dean, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hey, good evening, Officer Jack. How are you today?
I'm just doing fine, Dean. Hope you're doing well yourself.
Yes, sir, I am. Of course, we got a little bit cold up here in northwest Indiana.
Our
high today was 11.
Yeah, I heard that, man, you guys have really been getting it. Down in southern Indiana, even, they had 2 foot of snow here about a week ago or so.
Yes, sir.
Unbelievable.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've got one that I haven't heard yet out of the whole group.
Okay.
This one is a fairly good one. I've always liked it. What's the difference between a lawyer and a catfish?
A lawyer and a catfish. My goodness, I don't know.
Well, one's a scum-sucking bottom feeder. The other one's a fish.
Oh, that's a good one, Dean. A scum-sucking bottom feeder and the other one's a fish. Thank you, Dean.
You're welcome. Hey, God bless you, brother Jack.
Hey, God bless you, too. Wow, I tell you, that's all right. A scum-sucking bottom feeder and the other's a fish. Thank you, guys. Hey, here's something for you folks out there, a little bit more news. You know, this article just cheers me up. It warms the cockles of my heart. Any of you medical people out there, call me up and tell me what the cockle is in my heart. I don't know, but it gets warm when I read stories like this. Because it tells us we have the power to change things. We still have the power, folks. Listen to this. Cops stop fingerprinting traffic violators. What is this all about? Well, public fear of the police state being created in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Law enforcement authorities are dropping a new policy where officers were collecting fingerprints from traffic violators. The news media blew it out of proportion, says Police Chief Craig Van Skindel, told the Green Bay Press Gazette. You guys blew it out of proportion. He says his department received numerous phone calls and email from people opposed to the voluntary practice aimed at lowering the number of identity theft crimes. We always have so many good reasons to take your rights away from you, folks. If you just give up your Bill of Rights, man, could we protect you. We used to say that on the Phoenix Police Department. If we just didn't have to worry about people's constitutional rights, boy, could we protect them. We could really protect them. Well, that's what this chief is saying. We're just trying to protect you guys. He says his department received numerous phone calls and emails. Listen to this, folks. Activism, doing something, from people opposed to the voluntary practice aimed at lowering the number of identity theft crimes. Green Bay Police Chief Craig Van Skindel, he says, but of course they were listening to the news media. How horrendous this was, then, Chief Van Skindel. He said, the chief says it's been a trend towards the trend of suspects giving false police or giving names, false names to police, and the fingerprints could prevent innocent citizens from being implicated in a crime committed by someone else. Isn't that wonderful, folks? If we just took your fingerprints, your feet prints, your hiney prints, your nose print, all kinds of prints, the chief says we could prevent innocent citizens from being implicated in crimes committed by somebody else. My goodness, that's marvelous. What's the matter with these people? They don't want to give all these prints. But he admitted only about half a dozen wrongly jailed citizens could be affected in a single year. sometimes something that we tried to do to assist the victims and protect the public has was changed by the big brother that we were keeping a database on these fingerprints, Chief Van Skickle told the press. James Plummer, director of the National Consumer Coalition Privacy Group, said there simply wasn't enough justification to collect biometric data from those not involved in serious offenses. Isn't there another way we can work around it rather than just gathering more files, said Mr. Plummer. WBAY TV in Green Bay has been among the stations publicizing the fingerprint policy, airing negative reaction from motorists who felt the policy was going too far. Praise the Lord, folks. Thank goodness. People, we can change things, but we can't sit back and just sing kumbaya and hope to get the heaven out of here. We can't change things that way. We'll be right back with more of the show after this break.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Tonight, but I want to leave you with a thought here. You know, there's been kind of a stew going on. We even heard it in the major media here up here in Idaho that there's an atheist lawsuit awaiting ruling again. The same atheist. atheists that have been trying to take God out of everything today. And you probably heard that a federal judge is scheduled to rule today on a California atheist lawsuit seeking to bar clergy-led prayer during President Bush's second inaugural next week. Judge John D. Bates yesterday heard oral arguments in the case during a two-hour hearing before a packed courtroom in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. Michael Newdow, he's that atheist, the 50-year-old Sacramento, California lawyer who filed the suit against President Bush last month, took part in the proceedings by telephone. Outside the courthouse, representatives of religious groups protested Mr. Newdow's suit. The Reverend Patrick Mahoney, executive director of Christian Defense Coalition, and the Reverend Bob Schneck, president of the National Clergy Council, had a brief prayer meeting and service before the hearing. They also carried petitions from 22,000 signatures they'd collected supporting prayer at the inauguration, saying they will present the documents to the courts today. They also plan to give copies to the Presidential Inaugural Committee. Folks, that's what it's all about. God told us to occupy this nation and all the institutions until his return. It is good to see that Christians are coming out of their prayer closets today, like I was in for years and years and years, and actually doing something today. We can take back this nation, but we've got to get out and we've got to do everything we can do to make a difference. You know, I used to go every year. I would go to the march in Phoenix, Arizona, where we have like 3 million people in that area, and we would march for pro-life. We would march for life, and we'd only have like 2,000-some people, 3,000 people in this huge, huge city because the ministers refused to tell their people to get out and march with us. If we'd have had 1 million people in that march, and we could have easily, folks, had the ministers joined and said one Sunday morning, hey, this is going to happen, get out and march, it would have scared the murderers of babies to death in that city. But because we don't get out and do these things, we have how many deaths a day of the little ones that God said that if we touch our little ones, we might as well wrap a millstone around our neck and jump in the sea. He's gonna extract a heavy cost from all of us in this nation because we haven't been doing what he told us to do to take dominion over this earth and occupy it until his return. So it's beginning to happen. Praise God. And I'm just happy to report that to you. A couple things here tonight are going on where people are standing up and speaking out. You folks listening tonight on Republic Broadcasting Network, I'm proud to be associated with you because you're doers of the word, not just talkers of the word like our politicians are. I hope you have a great weekend. Lord bless all of you out there. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Man, I truly do. Don't you forget it for a minute. Have a great evening. Good night.
Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.